And also, you have mentioned, you know, making beats on FL Studio. I know that's what you do. That's what I use too. And like, you know, it's like, as far as FL Studio, what do you love about FL Studio? And do you think that the machine or the software that you use affects the quality of your music at all? What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I'll answer the first part. So I love FL because of the simplicity of it. Now I started on FL, so there's two sides to this. I started on FL3. So FL3 was Fruity Loops at that time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't FL Studio until like version 4 or 5, I think. But yeah, so Fruity Loops 3 is what I started on, and it was just blocks. So you had to make a whole pattern and then copy and paste the pattern over. It's kind of like the MPC. I copy the whole pattern over, chop out, take out what you want. It's not like now where you can cut the clip short, stuff like that. But it's always just been easy, and that's what I learned on. So I hate moving to different DAWs, but and learning different DAWs is important though, you know, because I know how to use pretty much every DAW. Like I used FL, then I went to Reason, then I went to then I had Ableton for a quick second. I didn't really stick with it, but I had Ableton for a second. Then I went back to FL Studio. Then I went to Sonar, trying to make beats in there. Like I've tried so many different programs, just trying to like figure out which one I really love. But I always found myself same with Boom Bap, just going back to FL Studio. I just love the simplicity. The layout is so easy to grab samples, chop samples, lay a drum pattern down real quick. Like I know FL so much that I can just add just the sampler channel in, and then click in my notes, and then just go add in the sounds, like the kick, the snare. Like I've gotten to that point where I know it so much like that, just so I don't lose the idea, you know what I mean? Because you know, when you're trying to create and you're trying to go through 50,000 kicks, 50,000 snares, like you kind of lose the idea. So I started trying to figure out, or FL gave me the opportunity to figure out that I can make the beat without even hearing anything, and then go in and be like, all right, this is where the kick's supposed to go, this is where the snare's supposed to go.
Right.
So yeah, so it's super easy, super simplistic. And then I won't say that the program really affects the quality of your music. I think it's really more so the producer, because the more you know about your program, the better your sound is gonna be. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to use it, if you don't know how to use the DAW, like the beats are gonna sound trash, because you just don't know that. You don't know that there's quality drum sounds out there. You don't know that there's quality plugins out there. So learning the DAW is the biggest thing, because your beats will be so much better if you know your DAW in and out.
Yeah, so as far as like, you say you always came back to FL Studio. So like, as far as like with Ableton and like Reason and Logic, had you ever used Logic too?
Oh yeah, I had Logic. I think I used that for like 4 years.
Yeah, so do you feel like the layout was more like complicated on some of the other ones like that, like Logic, Reason, Ableton, than FL Studio, or like?
When you pretty much,
I never really used you know, some of the other ones.
Yeah, I think that when you just know what you want to do, it makes it easier to really work in any DAW. You know what I mean? Because you know what the end goal is. You just need to know how to get to that end goal. So when I was using Logic, I was going back and forth between FL Studio and Logic. So I was learning Logic, but I had FL Studio on a PC and making the beats on FL Studio, then throwing in the Logic. And then me and my homies, we were recording Logic. But then I was like, man, Logic is super dope. It's got a lot of crazy sounds. Even because at that time, that's when that song by Usher came out, Love in His Club. So that was like, I think that was Logic 8. Yeah, Logic 8 is what I was on. That's what I started learning Logic on. And I was just like, you know, I'm about to start using this. And I started figuring it out. And I made beats on there for like 4 years. And I was still going back to FL sometimes, you know, because I had a PC and a MacBook at the same time. So I was able to use both at that time. But yeah, I would go to FL, go to Logic. But as far as the layouts in them, Ableton is like one of the hardest ones that I found to really understand.
It looks like it's complicated.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure
it's a dope, you know, DAW, but like, you know,
fire. It's super fire. Like everything you can do in there, from sound design, all of that, is so much easier. I just like in Ableton and Logic, the thing I like about all of those plugins is that, let's say you have a sound, you know, on the sequencer, whatever plugins you put on that sound, when you load that sound up, it's always going to load up with that sound, or that channel, I should say, if you save like that channel. And with FL Studio, you have to load the sound, then load the mixer preset, then send it to that mixer preset. You know what I mean? It's like too many extra steps that I feel FL Studio should get rid of. But yeah, the layout is definitely, I would say, easier in a lot of different programs as far as just how you can just get stuff done mixing wise, because there's too many steps in FL.
Okay, and continuing on what we're talking about FL Studio, I know that you know, you recently released a video where you were talking about plugins, like four plugins that you love. You know, so what are some of the favorite plugins that come from FL Studio that you like to use?
Let's see. The ones that come with FL, the one I like to use is called Sakura. Sakura, I think that's what it's called. But it's like this bass sound in there that I use. And it sounds super dope. Sounds like a real bass. And it's just a synthesized bass sound. Like, they didn't sample a bass or nothing like that. They just created it, you know, in that plugin. But that's dope. Poison is dope. I used to use that when I make trap beats. I was using that a lot. They had some dope arpeggios in there. Some dope lead sounds in there. What else? Something else. A sleeper in there is called Toxic Biohazard. That's a sleeper plugin in FL. If you got FL, like the full version where all the plugins are unlocked, you'll get that plugin. But they got some super fire sounds in there. And then one more, I think it's one more that I'm missing within FL.
I know one of them that you talked about in the video was it was the joint Fruity Delay, I think it was.
Oh yeah, the Fruity Delay too. Yeah, yep. That's a classic FL plugin that's been in there for a long time.
Oh yeah.
I just like it because like I was saying in the video, it just, that extra delay that it adds to it, it's like ear candy. It's just a little something that's in the background, and I just like stuff like that. Even when I like mix vocals and stuff, I always study like a lot of the great engineers, like people that mix for like Lil Wayne, obviously mixed by Ali, Fabian. There's a lot of different engineers that I study, but just stuff that they do with the delay, I'm like, wow, I could do that to my beats. Like, it doesn't have to just be on vocals. So Fruity Delay was one of the first ones that I started like just adding delay to the sample, or sometimes to like a hi-hat or something. But
I love that you mentioned that too, because sometimes there's things within a beat that are so subtle, but like it adds to it, and it's like the average person wouldn't catch it, but they probably would miss it if it wasn't there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's those, it's good to have those little pieces in there, you know.
Yep. And that's the reason why we like a lot of our favorite songs too, because it's certain things that the engineer did that we don't even know that they did, but it's just certain little things that you hear. If the engineer didn't do that song, you probably wouldn't like the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just those small little things that just make us love the beats or the songs or whatever that really add character to, you know, the track.
And also, what are some of the favorite plugins that you use that you imported in the FL Studio that doesn't come with it?
Yeah. Obviously, Serato Sample. I talked about that in that video.
Yeah.
Serato Sample. That's a super dope one, because that's like if anybody's ever used Machine or the newer MPCs, where you can just chop with the pad or the key. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, as it's playing, you can just add chops in. You know what I mean? So that's a super dope feature. What else do I like? I like, there's a free one called by Spitfire Audio. It's called Labs. And it's a lot of orchestral sounds, so like pianos, timpani, they got horns, they got all types of stuff, violin, strings, and they sound super high quality, like you spent thousands of dollars on this plugin, but it's absolutely free. What else? One other one I'm gonna say is anything anything from the UAD Apollo interface. So like I have that interface and they have plugins that they, you know, like emulations of vintage plugins and stuff like that. So they have like the Neve EQ, they have the Teletronics LA-2A, which is like a compressor or limiter. And what
are those things that you use for vocals, or like do you use it for your beats? Like
you can use them on vocals, beats. I use the Neve EQ on my kicks, so just drums. The Teletronics, I use that sometimes on like strings, just to kind of balance it out, you know what I mean. What else? Yeah, that's a lot of Maka name. I can say your name a bunch of them, but those are like the top ones though.
Yeah, that's what's up.